discover the possibilities of internal medicine.
My name is Loretta Pinesi, and I'm the executive director for the New York chapter, ACP. And I am here today with Maddie LoCastro, who is currently serving as the chapter's advocacy intern. She is the eighth advocacy intern we had in our program this year. And it's been a delight for us to work with Maddie. So Maddie, I'd like to hear from you if you don't mind.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Loretta. It's been such a joy working together. So just a little bit about me. I'm a rising second year medical student in the MD MPH program at SUNY Upstate Medical University in Syracuse.
Oh, that's awesome. I know you're just from working with you, you are going to be an amazing physician.
Thank you.
What made you interested in advocacy? How did you come upon being interested at this stage of your career?
Yes, so I became interested in advocacy through my experience working with people with developmental disabilities. So I've worked closely with a developmental pediatrician at Upstate for about 8 years. And in high school, I started working in Dr. Dose's clinic, and my role is to help patients and families navigate the insurance process to access durable medical equipment. And so over the years, I've become interested in advocacy and policy, and especially seeing how families struggle through this process. It can take over a year for a child with cerebral palsy to get a wheelchair, for example. And so I've just seen how patients navigate this system of care, and how it's an issue of equity, really. So tackling it from a policy perspective is really essential in order to make the process more equitable for families.
That's amazing work. And certainly it's so necessary in today's complex healthcare system. I'm gonna say that this may have been your focus for your internship with us. And if it was, can you tell us, you know, what actions you took to tackle the issue and what information or lessons you learned from doing some research into this topic?
Definitely. So it was what I focused on. And I specifically analyzed some bills that the NYACP supports that, if passed, would help make this process to access durable medical equipment more streamlined and more equitable for patients with disabilities. So three bills in particular that I chose to look at, which you helped me select, included the Gold Card program that, if passed, would exempt physicians from prior authorization requirements if they receive at least 90% approval for specific treatments or items that they're recommending. So the goal of this would to prevent unnecessary roadblocks to patient care, because the current guidelines, the prior authorization requirements, really present a roadblock in the process for accessing durable medical equipment through insurance reimbursement. And then I also looked at same specialty peer review that would require a clinical peer reviewer to be board certified in the same or similar specialty as the physician who's recommending a treatment. And so this would also help streamline the process, because oftentimes developmental pediatricians have to do reviews with physicians who are board certified in a completely different specialty. And so they might not understand the recommendations for durable medical equipment. And so it could lead to denials more frequently. And then lastly, I looked at collective negotiations review, which would, it's a legislation that would give healthcare providers greater ability to advocate for patients. And I think this is really important now more than ever, because large health maintenance organizations, or HMOs, control huge shares of the health insurance market. And so there's an imbalance of power in favor of the managed care plans, and they oftentimes can control, for example, the prices of durable medical equipment, which can get really expensive as you become more individualized. So I think altogether, these bills provide different perspectives on the process, but I think would be really positive steps if passed.
Absolutely. If we can provide input on those bills in the future, which we will, because we do support them, as you said earlier. It's an important area. I know the collective negotiations bill has been around for a few years, but that doesn't intimidate us. We're going to continue to work it actively, as well as the gold card and all of the bills that are insurance related that happen to impact patients who have difficulty in getting the insurance benefits that they need. So New York ACP will continue to assist in your advocacy efforts as you move forward. So congratulations on your research into that.
Thank you.
What was the one thing that you may have found really surprising during your time with NYACP?
I think one thing that surprised me right initially when you were kind of introducing me to the role was to learn about just how much legislation is proposed in New York State each year. So I think you had mentioned that over 13,000 bills have been introduced in this legislative session. And that is a lot of bills. So I think it just kind of highlighted to me the importance of the work that NYACP does to lobby for internal medicine and primary care priorities, because that's a lot of legislation that legislators in New York State have to go through. So I think it really is important that NYACP highlights these priority issues.
Yes, it's a process we go through each year. We would love to be able to do more advocacy, but at this point, we have to prioritize. And so we will continue to do the best that we can and to increase advocacy efforts when possible. And also, you know, we call upon our members to take action when certain things, you know, come to a peak and when we really need help on a bill and try to get it passed or not passed. So last question real quick for you. How do you plan to continue your advocacy efforts as you continue your career?
Definitely. So I hope to remain involved with NYACP, hopefully through involvement with the Health and Public Policy Committee. And then also with other professional organizations related to disability rights. So the American Academy of Pediatrics, the national and state levels. And I'm also involved with advocacy through the American Academy of Cerebral Palsy and Developmental Medicine. And so I think it's really amazing, and I'm super grateful to have this exposure early on in my career so that I can make it a cornerstone of my practice later on. I'm really passionate about primary care. And for developmental pediatrics in particular, I think it's important for providers to be involved in advocacy because there's so many complex processes that families have to navigate, durable medical equipment being one of them, but also vehicle modifications, environmental modifications, access to early intervention, services like physical therapy. And then one of the most important ones is how to get involved in the community and overall to help families and patients live fully and vibrantly. So I think advocacy is a really wonderful avenue to meet that goal. And it's a privilege to be a part of. So I'm really excited.
Well, it sounds like you have an excellent handle on advocacy. We look forward to having you continue being an ACP member, being a member of our Health and Public Policy Committee. And, you know, your advocacy efforts on hearing about what you've done in the past and where you plan to go are so impressive. You are an awesome individual and you are going to do so well with your career. So congratulations to you. It's been a privilege having you and I look forward to staying in touch with you.
Oh, thank you so much. The feelings are very mutual. I'm very grateful for this experience. So thank you so much, Loretta. Okay.